Welcome to Improve It, the podcast. We're so excited to have our guest on today. We're going to talk about how to use improv to spur creativity. I see her. Here we come. Shadi, come on in.
Shadi Balsugi is coming into the live right now. Welcome, friends.
Hi, pretty lady.
Hi, hey, pretty lady.
It's been a minute. I haven't seen you in a week and a half.
It feels, I know. Oops. You guys, oops. This is my first time in a live. This is so cool.
Isn't it so fun? Also, my head's cut off.
So cool.
Well, for everybody watching and for those just listening, I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for doing this with me.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. Thanks for asking me.
Because I record a podcast every week, right? And those are just something that you do. But does the live part of this make you a little nervous? And Jenna says, hi, Shadi. Does it make you nervous? I have armpit sweat.
I have armpit sweat all the time. I'm nervous anytime I walk out of my house, anytime I get in front of people. That's normal. Nerves are a good thing. So
that's it. Well, and that's why you're the perfect person for this mini-sode. So I, first and foremost,
this nervous girl is perfect.
This nervous girl is great. Well, I need a strong antiperspirant right now.
Me too.
First and foremost, tell everyone what you do at Improve It, how long you've been improvising. Just give us the Shadi story.
Okay, Shadi story. First of all, I just want to point out that I'm wearing my Improve It. Maybe I get some points. I am a co-facilitator at Improve It. So I help with the workshops. I co-facilitate. I bring a smile. I help with the exercises. But my name is Shadi, and I have been improvising. So I started in like 2014, but I've been acting since I was a wee one. So performing funny. For a long time, but improv starting in 2014 when I moved to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, and we love Shadi. We saw you improvise and we said, I wonder if she would like to work as a co-facilitator because she's hilarious.
Oh, thank you. You're
such a warm light to everybody you meet. We just filmed some videos in Chicago. So if you ever book, well, when you book an Improve It workshop in 2021, you will see Shadi on some of the pre-videos because we had so much fun.
It was so fun.
And she just made us laugh and giggle millions and millions of times. So I'm so honored that you're here today because we're talking about how to use improv to boost creativity. So just from what you've seen, what you've witnessed in the workshops that you've been a part of, how does improv, this is a loaded question, but how have you seen improv boost creativity with teams?
Oh man, I mean, it happens in a matter of minutes, to be honest. The first thing that it does is that it gets people out of their heads.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. It gets people out of their own way. And so we do like a couple exercises just at the beginning, just to like warm everybody up. And that kind of catapults us for the rest of the workshop. But I honestly feel like some of the most significant changes happen in that first 5 minutes because people all of a sudden let go. And they like cross over to this world where it's like safe to step, like think out of the box. I think they step away from fear and more into curiosity, you know? And they do that when they do it as a team, it just energizes the individual even more so. And it makes it even more like, it just makes it more safe when they do it as a group, you know?
Fear into curiosity. I love that.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times when we walk in a room and people hear the word improv, they're like, oh my gosh, they get that sweaty armpit feeling. They think, I have to think quickly on my feet. They're going to put me on the spot. When in reality, it's a teaching tool to bring people together, to be inclusive, to make people feel whole versus like they're individuals, to make them feel like an ensemble. So I love that fear.
It's like, it's the fear of the unknown, right? So yeah. When I talk about how like I get nervous when I step outside of my house, it's not because I'm like, I'm not like a super anxious person, but it's that fear of the unknown. What's going to happen today?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what if this, what if that? And it's like focusing on what if this happens? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what about this? It's like all of a sudden we're interested and we're curious about what's going to happen. And I think that's what happens in our workshops. All of a sudden teams are like, whoa, we can actually lead with, you know, excitement, not like dread.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And that's what it feels like. And that's honestly what I have witnessed with you and with our team is just people's creativity really starts to shine when these barriers are knocked down, when we have less fear of judgment, when we're more curious. I love that, when we feel like we can just show up and play and be ourselves, because I have a 2-year-old, right? Like I'm watching him play all day. He has no filter on himself. But as humans, as we evolve and grow, this whole sort of armor of shielding ourselves from play and from being curious just comes over us. And it's like, we have to take that off in order to let creativity shine. And so I'm so excited to be, I'm so excited you're here.
Me too.
I'm so excited because I want to share something with, we call ourselves the Improve It Fam, the audience on our podcast. Okay. Hello, everyone joining us. This is exciting. So we're going to do an activity that we do in one of our workshops, which is all about taking initiative and creative risks. And it's something that we do to inspire creativity, something that we do to just change the way that we look at things, to see outside of the box. So you know this well, Shadi. I'm gonna share an object with you. Okay. So really quick, hold on. It's over here. Okay. This is what, right? Obviously a pen.
It's
not a pen. It's anything other than what this object can be used for. So what could this be?
A witch's broom.
Oh, okay. In the chat right now, our live audience, give us some more suggestions. Shadi and I are going to go back and forth and try to come up as many ideas as we possibly can for just this one object. Okay. So it's not a pin. It's a mustache.
It's not a pen. It's half of an umbrella broken.
Oh, yes. That used to happen to me all the time in Chicago weather. All right. This isn't a pen. It's a hair tie or like a hair bun.
It's a hair thing.
Thing.
That's not a pen. It's a spatula.
Oh, yes. This isn't a pen. It is a tiny sweeper for mice.
Yes. That's not a pen. That's eyeliner. Hey, Wing.
Hey, Wings.
Hey, Wings.
Good. Hey, Wings. Hey, need some under the eye here. This is really too close. This isn't a pen. It's lip liner.
This isn't a pen. It's a laser pointer.
Okay. I'm going to change our object. Okay. We're going to make it a little harder. Okay. These are obviously what we're holding up. Improve It Fam, who's just listening, is a pair of AirPod case for your earpods.
Yes.
So it's called earpods.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shadi, this isn't an earpod case. It's a what?
It's a pear. Like a fruit.
This isn't an earpod case. It is a house for ants.
Oh, that's nice of you. That's a lighter.
Oh, yes. This isn't an earpod case. It is a Pez holder for Pez candy.
Dispenser. That's not an AirPod holder. That is a light switch. Turn it. You flip it. It turns on the light.
Mm-hmm. There it is. This isn't an AirPod holder. This is a holder for earwax.
Oh, that's too true.
This is gross. That's
so true.
It's so disgusting inside of there. Don't look.
Oh, you know what it is? It's a magic lamp.
Yes, it's a magic lamp. Okay. Got one more. Okay. This is my husband's phone, so I'm using mine to record. This isn't a cell phone. It is a
mattress for a mouse yet again.
Yes. Oh, we love mouse. Mice.
We love mice.
Mice. We love mice. This isn't a phone. It is a videography studio.
That's not a phone. That's a pillow.
Yes. This isn't a phone. It's a paperweight. I know. I'm like, man, I need a nap right now. Okay. Keep going.
That's not a phone. That's a flying disc.
Yes. This isn't a phone. It's a place where you put all your germs.
That's not a phone. That's a piano.
Yes. Okay. Nailed it. Everybody. Give Shadi a round of applause in the chat if you're listening at home. Take a bow. Okay. And if we're with groups of people, usually we'll have groups going at the same time and we'll let the groups then have a free for all and they get to pick up as many, well, they'll pick up an object, come up with an idea. The objective there is they can't come up with any of the same ideas. You're doing great. That they came up with in the first round. And so basically it just gets people to start thinking differently. So to you, Shadi, what would you say is one of the biggest benefits of this activity?
It kind of makes you realize that no answer is the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Just give an answer. And then also like the more you're like, oh my gosh, like this isn't right. The more you kind of move past that and kind of let that go, you realize that, oh, this is actually fun. Like I could say whatever I want and it's okay. And then that's when the creativity starts to flow.
That's it.
You're relaxed too, you know, you start relaxing. I'm sweating less.
I'm sweating less.
I mean, my face is sweating more, but.
You know what? You look great. I am sweating less. And I felt like as we got to the third round, that's so true. I just felt like more and more things started flowing. And that's again, that judgment that we put on ourselves as we get into the working world, as we evolve as humans, it's this overthinking and overanalyzing. And what that activity does is really help us see things with a new set of eyes. These are three objects that were literally sitting on my desk that I use almost every, well, I use all three of those every day. I'm sure you do too. And it was just fun to come up with new ideas and to look at them differently. So that activity just spurs our participants in our workshops into thinking creatively, into getting outside of the box with the way that they come up and brainstorm ideas as a group. I really love watching people do this activity. I love playing it. Do you love playing it, Shadi?
I love it. I mean, I think that what's great about it is that it's really simple. Like when you watch someone do it, you're like, it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Because your brain wants to categorize. Your brain wants to be like, that's not this. That's, what are you talking about? It is a pen. But once you kind of push past that, you realize like, oh, this simple exercise really did boost me out of that headspace and into a more creative one. I think that's awesome.
I agree with that. And it really is a good warm up to do if you're about to do a brainstorm with your team. Or you just need to get out of a creative rut. If you're about to sit down and write content, whatever your job is, if you're a marketing coordinator, if you're a content writer, if you are going to write a newsletter to your organization and you're stuck, just sit there and start brainstorming different things, because that way your mind starts thinking differently. You start judging yourself less and it becomes more fun for you. And that's really what I think is the root cause of stifled creativity, is it's not fun. You're not allowing it to be fun for you. What would you say to that? What do you think is the main reason people's creativity is stifled?
Self-criticism.
Yeah.
I think that critical voice, I think that like from childhood, we're taught that this is what this is what that is, and these are the rules, you know? And I think that when you kind of deviate from that, maybe you were like told that's wrong, and then maybe you became more hard on yourself, and then that translates to how we also are critical of others. You know what I mean?
That's
like
right.
I, before I started doing improv, and I still struggle with this, I'm somebody who's like extremely self-critical. And that does not bode well for an improv show, because you're just in the wrong headspace. And that's why we do warm-ups before we do a show. Most improvisers, before they do a show where you have to be like, your creativity is flowing, you're on your toes. We do warm-ups, simple ones like these, silly ones, but it's not for nothing. It's so that we can let go of that judgment, you know, get out of our own way. And also like get out of other people's way, you know, letting other, like kind of lifting up people's ideas too is another huge part of why improv is so helpful with creativity, you know?
I love that. And it reminds me of what I know you do before a show, what we do before our workshops and any big performance we have, we always tap each other on the back and we're like, we got your back. I got your back, Shadi, because
yours, girl.
I got it. It's this beautiful world that we create together through play that allows each other to say, you know what? Even if you are in a bad headspace, I believe in you. And that's as a leader of an organization to tell your team, hey, I got your back. I believe in you. And even if you come up with some ideas and they don't stick, it's okay. You're contributing. What a world, right? That's the world we want to live in. That's where people want to work. That's where things like the great resignation doesn't happen. The great re-engagement happens. And we are so excited that we have the teaching tools to help people want to stay in their jobs and to be creatively inspired.
Like the difference between stifling someone's creativity. And like, I think that same thing that you're saying about throwing things at the wall to see if they stick. I think a great company is one that encourages that no matter what, even if they don't stick. It's like,
yeah,
at least your company, your employees are trying to make something happen. You know, that's where the creativity comes out. That's where like the aha moments come out.
That's it. And you know, scariest thing is when people don't share those ideas at all.
Yeah.
That's it. Because that's when you know, all right, I'm not spurring that creativity as a leader. I'm not empowering them to want to bring those ideas to the table. So
everybody's got ideas.
So many ideas. Okay. Well, Shadi, we are so honored to have had you on the show today.
Thank you, everybody. Oh my gosh. And to everybody
who tuned in on the live and everybody who's listening on the podcast, thank you so much. Keep failing, keep trying, keep improving, because the world needs that special it. Shadi, I'm pointing at you. She's got that it that only you can bring. Yes, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Mwah. Thank you, everybody.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Improve It. I am so happy you are along for the ride. If you enjoyed this show, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star review and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Now, if you're really feeling today's show and you've improved it even just a little bit, please take a screenshot and tag me at Keeping It Real Deal on Instagram and share it in your stories. I'll see you next week, but I want to leave you with this thought. What did you improve today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I am rooting for you, and the world needs that special it that only you can bring. See you next time.